From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail and fined $350 for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims that the demonstration Sunday was illegal. Navalny responded to the charges, saying, "These people demand political representation, and I strive to be the political representative for these people, and that is why I have the right to run for office." A Kremlin spokesman on Monday called the protesters provocateurs looking to incite violence and accused organizers of exploiting children, claiming many were paid to attend but citing no evidence. A spokesman for the chairman of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee, David Nunes, said Monday that he met a source on White House grounds before making his disclosure last week that President Trump was caught up in incidental surveillance. Previously, Nunes would not say where he met his source and has still not revealed the identity. Sean Spicer is White House spokesperson.
I'm not going to get into who he met with or why he met with them. I think that's something that he has been very, very clear, and I'll let him answer. This is he is the one who has discussed what he is reviewing, and so I will leave it up to him and not try to get in the middle of that.
When asked if the meeting creates a perception problem between Nunes and the White House, Spicer said Nunes was doing his job to investigate allegations of surveillance and was being upfront with journalists about his activities. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. military says the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul is a terrible tragedy and that it is investigating allegations that airstrikes from a U.S.-led coalition killed as many as 100 civilians there earlier this month. The Pentagon said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul. Iraq's forces, with the coalition air support, are working to regain control of western Mosul from the Islamic State fighters who seized the city in 2014. Yemen officials say jihadists waged a deadly attack on a government building in the southern part of the country Monday, killing 10 people. A suicide bomber rammed an explosive-laden car into the entrance of the local government headquarters in Houta. Security forces then killed 9 militants. Authorities accuse al-Qaeda of being behind the attack, although there has been no immediate claim of responsibility. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reiterated the importance of Israeli and American cooperation in the battle against the militant Islam, in his words, in the Middle East, saying the two countries must stand together to ensure light triumphs over darkness and hope triumphs over despair. Netanyahu also emphasized the importance of preventing Iran from ever developing nuclear weapons. Speaking Monday morning via satellite at the annual policy conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Netanyahu called on the United States to vanquish the Islamic State group from the areas it now controls and build alliances with moderate Muslims in the region to make sure the Islamic State doesn't return.
In this battle between modernity and medievalism, more and more countries in the region and outside the region, around the world, realize that Israel is on their side. Where terrorism threatens innocent people, Israel is there, with unmatched intelligence and counterterrorism capabilities.
Netanyahu thanked the U.S. for boycotting a U.N. standing agenda item that requires the Human Rights Council to debate Israeli human rights abuses against Palestinians, the only one of its kind. And South Korean prosecutors have decided to ask for an arrest warrant for ousted President Park Geun-hye and the corruption scandal that has forced her from office. The Yonhap News Agency reported that prosecutors requested the warrant on Monday. Park has denied any wrongdoing in the case. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.